You're listening to the Summerhill Gang. Welcome in, friends. This is the Summerhill Shuffle Podcast, and I'm your host, Jamie. Thanks for continuing to follow and listen. I sure appreciate it. Spring has sprung. Birds are chirping. The sun is shining. Well, at least here in San Diego it is. And this is the perfect time to add new songs to your playlist. Are you ready for your musical journey? Let's get it started.
In 3, 2, 1.
Hey there, you're listening to episode 4 of the 2019 season. If this is your first time listening, I just want to welcome you to the Summerhill Gang family. Glad you're here. In this episode, you're going to hear from a Southern California band starting to hit the big time, and a couple of indie bands that have new albums coming out very soon. And as always, we'll have some fun with the Summerhill Rewind. If you want to check out more information related to this episode of the Summerhill Shuffle, you can head over to the Summerhill Gang website at www.summerhillgang.com. There, you'll find videos and website links for the songs and artists played on this show. You can always leave comments on each show's entry or email me ideas at summerhillgang@gmail.com. Coming up, I've got clips from those three artists I mentioned, a deeper cut from one of those artists, and then we'll dig into the music archives. Are you ready?
Come on, everybody. Here we go! Up to Neverland!
Now, the new number one song in the USA.
First up is an indie rock quartet hailing from Los Angeles that recently released their third studio album and first on Epitaph Records. As with a lot of cool music that I listen to, my son Anthony introduced me to this band, and I really dig their sound. Let's take a listen to the Southern California band Bad Sons. This is Away We Go.
Sons is Christo Bowman on vocals, K
Gavin Bennett on bass and keyboards, Miles Morris on drums, and Ray Libby on guitar. They're all in their early to mid-20s and have been really playing out since 2012 in local clubs around Southern California. They opened for the 1975 and 2014, and their popularity has been growing ever since. The album Mr. Truth just came out on March 22nd, and it's a really good listen. Their sound is influenced by artists who made it big in the 70s and 80s, such as Elvis Costello, The Clash, and The Cure. Anthony and I just saw Bad Sons open their Mystic Truth tour right here in San Diego at the Observatory a few weeks back. What a great show! They rocked out for nearly 2 hours, and the youngish crowd was jumping and swinging to nearly every tune. The Mystic Truth tour continues in May with stops in Denver, Salt Lake City, Portland, Vancouver, Seattle, and San Francisco. And this leg closes back in Southern California with stops at the Observatory in Santa Ana and the Wiltern in Los Angeles. Check out the Summerhill Gang website for a link to the band's page for more information. Next up is an indie band you might have heard through the airwaves or on Spotify playlists. They're one of my all-time favorites, and they have a new album coming out soon. I'm going to play a new single off that upcoming album, and it's called Missed Connection. This is The Head and the Heart, right here on the Summer Hill Shuffle. Missed Connection by The Head and the Heart. That song will be featured on their new album, Living Mirage, which is due to drop on May 17th. The band has released a few singles from that album, and I'm excited to hear more new music from them. I featured their hit song Lost in My Mind on episode 16 back in September 2011, and since then they've become one of my favorite bands. The Head and the Heart started in 2009 in Ballard, Washington by Josiah Johnson and Jonathan Russell. The band's sound has been described as roots rock or indie rock. I just love the songs that have driving piano and rhythm sections with such great vocal harmonies and added flavor from Charity Thielen's violin. Our family had such a great time at one of their shows here in San Diego a few years back. They actually played a small club and we were able to get fairly close to the stage. Definitely a great show, and I recommend seeing the band play live. It looks like they are hitting the road in late June and throughout the summer across the U.S., so check them out. Next up is an indie band that hails from Northern Ireland. The trio met as teenagers and started playing as a band at the age of 16. Now they are releasing hit songs internationally and growing the number of fans that follow their unique style of music. With the lead single off their upcoming album, this is Two Door Cinema Club with Talk. Two Door Cinema Club is Alex Trimble, Sam Halliday, and Kevin Baird. Alex is the lead singer and plays rhythm guitar, along with synths and beats, while Sam adds backing vocals and lead guitar, and Kevin adds backing vocals and bass guitar. The band's debut album was released in 2010 through a French independent label, and they started gaining attention in the US later that same year. Now, Two Door Cinema Club is gearing up to release their fourth studio album called False Alarm. The album is due to be released on June 14th here in the US. Talk is the first single, and a second single, Satellite, made its way to Spotify on April 24th. The band has not announced a US tour yet, but they'll be making their way around different festivals this summer throughout Europe. Well, I hope you enjoyed those three songs from my recent playlist. Now it's time to dive down for the deep cut. For the deep cut, I'm going to dig back into the Mystic Truth album by Bad Sons. There are several songs on this album that I feel could be radio hits. The track Star Jumper sticks out to me from a songwriting perspective. Check out this clip of the song, and I'll talk more about it on the other side.
The windmills of your mind, the windows in the night wide open. A jet black summer sky, a setback in my life, I'm hopeless. That glimmer in your eye, like Paris in July, I notice. Yeah, in the streets all come alive. I'm floating away over the colors. I'm floating away, glowing in starlight. Yeah, my friends all wonder why, yet no one takes the time to ask me any questions. I read between the lines of symbols in the sky. I'm happy. Any questions? I leave this world behind as I ascend a moonbeam pathway. Yeah, in the streets I'll come alive. I'm floating away over the car.
Another great song from Bad Sons. That is Star Jumper, and you can find it on the Mystic Truth album released just this last March. I like how that song starts out with just piano and then builds up to the full band. There's something about the chord structure there in the chorus that reminds me of a Beatles song. If you have not listened to Bad Sons, I recommend checking out any of their albums. They're all really good. Well, that's a wrap on the deep cut for this show. Next up, the Summerhill Rewind. For this episode, we're going to rewind to September 1999. It was a normal work day for me. I was at the office when I got the call from my wife that our son was on his way. Later that day, Anthony entered the world. What a happy day! And this tune right here was number one on the charts.
Cute to me, just a little bit skinny. Why do
That's a little TLC from back in the day with their number one song, Unpretty. TLC was T-Boz Watkins, Left Eye Lopez, and Chili Thomas, and they went on to become one of the best-selling girl groups in the world. They are probably best known for their hits Waterfalls and No Scrubs, and they were all over the radio in the 1990s. Other fun facts from 1999, the highest grossing movies for the September 23rd weekend: at number 3, The Sixth Sense with Bruce Willis and Haley Joel Osment. At number 2, Blue Streak with Martin Lawrence and Luke Wilson. And coming in at number 1, Double Jeopardy with Tommy Lee Jones and Ashley Judd. The top 3 TV shows were: at number 3, Friends. At number 2, ER. And coming in at number 1, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Well, that's a wrap on the Summer Hill Rewind. If you have a date or year that you want me to feature in the Rewind segment on a future episode of the Summer Hill Shuffle, just let me know. You can leave a comment on this show over at summerhillgang.com or send me an email at summerhillgang@gmail.com. Well, that's going to do it for this episode of the Summer Hill Shuffle. Thanks for joining me once again to listen to some great music. I hope you enjoyed the journey. Look for another episode at the end of May. Until next time.
Summer Hill Gang, pop culture goodness for your brain. We would love to hear from you. Visit our website at summerhillgang.com or send us an email at summerhillgang@gmail.com. Thanks for listening.
It's over!